Looking for endless entertainment? Discover Beacon 333 Networks. Stream BTV and Kashmir TV not only on your computer and mobile devices, but also 24/7 on Roku. That's right. Enjoy your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Bring the best of Beacon 333 Networks family and faith television into your home now on Roku.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, yeah, you know, I'm doing some last minute stuff because I forgot to push a button. However, welcome to Garrison House. I'm Darnell.
And I'm Angela.
And tonight is election night.
Yes,
it is.
2024.
Yeah, we came here on our socials, just to let y'all know. We are following it. We're going to have one hour of just talking about this election. In a way, some people are one way about it. I'm like, I'm just glad it's over. I got tired of the countless text messages, the countless, it's a mess. I've been called everything, and then we'll, you know, do a more detailed recap because I have some privacy concerns on this one, but it's good. Hopefully everybody went out and voted. We voted last week. We did the early voting.
Yes.
And then we'll explain on Kashmir why we're doing it on Kashmir. But we're just going to be with you for a few moments. Just for a few moments. She's in her high chair. I'm in my low chair.
Sound like I'm in a high chair, like a children's chair or something.
Well, I mean.
I'm glad you guys are joining us. We're just going to jump on here right quick to let you know, and then have you guys go over to our KashmirTV.com. You can see right there on our little ticker thing right there. And we discuss a lot more than what we can say here. Certain platforms are kind of not allowing a lot of commentaries about certain things on their platform. And so we have our own platform.
Yes.
And so we can talk a lot more about what's going on in our today's society, what's going on. And so hopefully you join us there also.
Yeah, right now, if you go over there to Kashmir TV, you'll see Chef Morris at an event that we recorded a few years ago before he moved to Florida. So you can go over there if you know Cooking with Flavor. You can get yourself together now. Like I said, we're only going to be on there from 8:30 to 9:30. We have a pretty good program scheduled for that. And we will most definitely keep it more real there. We will keep it real there.
Yeah. So, I've been on socials and social. Ooh, sorry, guys. My hair just has a mind of its own. I've been on social and a lot of social platforms, and it's a lot of things going on. Before we talk about more about the other thing that we are on the E word, I just like to tell you that, like a lot of, the YSL trials going, and they're having a big election over there with their DA. And, so people are really, it's always going to be 50-50, right? If you go anywhere. So everybody, I mean, it's a lot in stake in this particular thing that's going on. And so hopefully that everything will turn out the way, well, I guess this can be everybody's way, everybody's desires, but however, it'll be a turnout, and it's one for the books, as they will say. There's one for the books.
It is. It's been a lot going on between, especially in Georgia. Like I said, we'll say the election results for Kashmir TV because the results are coming in. And it's interesting. It's going to be a very interesting night for those who will be staying up for it. I think I'm just going to, we're going to do our show and I'll probably just follow it on the website. Our source for our coverage will be the Associated Press. So pretty much that's where we're getting all our results from. And I think we'll save it for Kashmir because we do have some results that came in When I last checked it 10 minutes ago. So we do have the current score is to push to 270. For those who don't understand the United States, of course, people keep calling it one thing, but we'll talk about that also in Kashmir. However, it's the Electoral College votes. They have to get 270 votes, which essentially is 270 districts within the United States that vote. So if you win a district, depends on the state. Some are winner take all, some are basically depends if you win those districts. But we'll talk about that more on the live on Kashmir coming up in about, let's see, what time is it? In 20 minutes, and oh, 10 minutes.
it's kind of interesting because we are here this is our first ever election night. So this is our first ever election night. And so we wanted to say a lot more, but again, certain people's platforms are
restrictive.
Restricting certain states.
We didn't even say, we literally didn't say anything the other day. We were just saying about voting and we got muted in some areas. It's like, wow, we didn't say anything because we haven't endorsed a single candidate. We haven't endorsed neither one and openly, and it's because we just haven't. And so just having a conversation on it, we're like, well, we wanted to talk about.
Right. That's
the hot topic right now. We're
it's like they want you to talk about your day. They want you to put on stuff on reels. They don't want you to do anything, you know, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They want you to do reels.
Yeah. It's interesting. But again, we got, if you go to Kashmir, and another great thing about having it on our own platform, we can run a music video to start the program, which I'm going to start out with a program by Danny Gokey, because I think it fits what's going on. I think we do need to get back to something. And she's playing with her hair.
Well, it's a flyaway, and I'm trying to
keep it from flying away.
Right. It's like, good gracious, stop it.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, I think we're going to do about four more minutes here for those who are, because I did see somebody did comment, it's just not showing up on your phone, but we know we have people watching and we know people are going, hopefully if you're not here yet, you're jumping on Kashmir and getting all set up. And, you know, we're going to be a little different on Kashmir, and then we'll probably, and then the only way you'll be able to see the re-recording of it will be on Cloud Live TV. It'll be on that platform, which a friend of ours owns. So we'll have it there, and that's the only way you'll be able to see the replay. Now, if you have Roku, just fortunately on Roku, you have to fast forward to get to the current time. But if you missed it, you can always get to Roku and rewind it back to where we started. On Kashmir. Kashmir on Roku is B2TV. That's how it's listed on Roku. Long story about that. We won't go into that. However, it's B2TV is our channel ID on Roku. Anything else before we close out this part other than inviting people? Also, hey, now mind you, we're on every first and third Sunday and sometimes fifth. So what we want you to do is make sure that you follow us, subscribe, like our post, and do all that good stuff. And I guess what we can do is we're going to prepare to go on Kashmir here, unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, I'm good.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do our regular close because we're closing out on Facebook. We thank you for joining us here on Facebook. Hey, come on over to KashmirTV.com. Take a look what we're going to be doing tonight. It's going to be a fun hour.
It's going to be, she was asking, it's BTV.
It's KashmirTV.com.
And Roku.
And Roku is B2TV. B and the number 2 TV.
If I can just shout. plan. Civilian affairs got an image to maintain. Public upper hand. But behind them closed doors, you on the last leg. The fast lane's the fast pace for the fast age. It's easy not to complain.
Out there, and they absolutely love Dancing with New Girls.
Here, give it this. Tell her at least thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. All right.
All right, T.
Hello. He left a trust fund for you. And it was payable based on you graduating from dance school.
If you know something, just tell me, man. I don't want to be out here looking crazy. I would tell you if I knew something. Because it sounds like you know something, cuz.
Yo, what? And I'm totally scared to tell T. Well, why are you afraid to tell him? You think he'll have you killed or something?
I love my music, but I feel like being a servant is my calling too.
Yeah, okay.
So like, how do I do them both at the same time?
Praise the Lord.
Come on. Ah, yeah. Seems you and my brother have been spending quite a bit of time together. Oh, he's just helping with the music.
Oh, just helping with the music.
Sir, listen, can you please tell him that Audie is here?
No one gets
in. Do you
in.
Know any other word to say?
Yeah.
You do audio?
Yeah.
Bro, hold my phone.
T!
What?
What do you mean, what? You've been acting weird and crazy and fidgeting and...
I want you to be my wife.
Country's far too gone. Even claim our father's got it wrong. But I won't give up on us, and I'll take a stand. 'Cause we can overcome. This is not the end. I still believe in us. Oh, man. America. history is full of bravery. Heroes fought for our equality. Now is the time to make peace and forgive our faults. Because united we stand, or divided we will fall. I still believe in us, my America. You're still the land I love, though a little bruised up. Stars and stripes still cry liberty, over evil, over tyranny. Blood poured out for our freedom, sacrifice.
For our Cashmere audience, welcome to Garrison House, which is a bi-weekly podcast that plays on Facebook. Garrison House Podcast is our Facebook page, and we will eventually get our YouTube working. We need more subscribers for our YouTube to get up. But for those who don't know, I'm Darnell.
Yes, and I'm Angela.
And this is Garrison House
Podcast.
Yes. Well, the thing is, for those who also don't know, we're the owners of Cashmere TV and yes. BTV. So yes. A lot of people don't know who owns the networks. Here we are. We really don't image ourselves because there's a reason I haven't done that. It's just we don't want it to be about us. We don't want to have a personality-driven network. So there's great things coming to Cashmere. Talking to one of our creators that's up and coming. I didn't even tell you about that. So we're bringing a whole lot of content to Cashmere. So get on the Cashmere wave now because it's some exciting stuff coming. Well, it's election night. And as you can see on the screen behind us, this is the current current returns coming in through the AP, who is calling who is basically handling the election. We just had a spike. I'll change that when she talks. However, about 30 minutes ago, it was Donald Trump night. 95 electoral college votes to Kamala Harris's 35. For those who don't know, do my job here. For those of you who don't know, the United States, of course, is a republic or a constitutional republic. This is stuff we can't say on Facebook because we've been shadow banned a couple times. We made comments and Facebook sort of was like, hey, you can't say that. So we're like, really? Well, guess what?
We have our own
platform. We can say whatever we need to say. And guess what? We're saying it today. We're saying it here. This election has been the most craziest election in my life. I've never seen such hate and disdain. I mean, even in the church, Apostle was talking about that today during prayer, how pastors are. I just can't fathom the level of hate, especially coming from pastors towards one candidate or the other. There's people who literally can't stand either one of them.
And it's like, who do you believe? Who do you trust?
Right.
You know, and that's the whole thing when it comes to the church and politics. One way or another, it's going to be one of them, you know?
Right.
And it's... so, but yeah, God is still number one. Yeah. The heart of the king is in his hands. So he knows. So it's like, well, who are you going to trust? Sometimes it's about that. Are we going to trust the politician or are we going to trust God? And, you know, as a politician's been, and even with, during the biblical times when Jesus was walking the earth, rendering Caesar what Caesar's due. So it's like everything is still the same. But however, he died for our salvation. So who are you going to trust?
I'm trusting God. And in my opinion, this whole thing, like I said, we were at an event. We heard some crazies, and we're not going to repeat it. We heard some crazy stuff stated. And I'm like, she said, did they just say that?
I was hoping I didn't hear that.
And I was like, yeah, they said it. And it's just that people, God, man, come on. I mean,
right.
What example are, see, first of all, we're saying we're the church and we're this, we're that. However, we came and show love towards one of these two. In fact, I'm gonna put their pictures up because we can't even show love towards Harris or Trump because we have a whole bias towards them. We, you know, people told you what they stand for. We really, to be honest, we really don't know certain platforms, but we know, like I said, we're gonna say unbiased. We really don't know all the platforms. We don't know any of that stuff. We just know that we're in the middle of an election and that, well, we're at the end of it. Thank you, Jesus. We just know that the hate is bad. And I'm hoping when 2028 rolls around, this level of hate is gone. It's sad. It's sad that we've gotten to this point where people put up a sign, you put up a Harris sign, people getting mad. You put up a Trump sign, people getting mad. I don't know.
Well, yes. And so what we're looking at, the key is right now, with Harris is the abortion law. And so she's banking on these states who have a strict abortion law that she's hoping that she can get those votes. And so she may or may not, I don't know, until the results come through. But one of the things is, I'm not for the whole long-term, abortion, late-term abortion.
Yeah.
That's, no. I mean, you got to realize that they're talking about the rights for the women's body, my right, and they have the right to say what they want. Well, you're saying that you want the government to tell you that it's okay for you to terminate a baby. So you're saying something in fact of you go to the doctor's office at late term, 7-8 months and say healthy baby. And you're saying that I don't want this baby anymore for whatever stupid reason. And you're talking and you're saying the doctor should tell you, the doctor should do it without asking why. And so what are you trying to say here? I mean, you know, you're saying that the government has no right to say what goes on in your body,
but yet you want the government to tell you that
it's okay
to do something that you can do,
right? And that's okay for you to do this. And so, in hopes that what we need more is education on. Yeah, I mean, do they even know where babies come from?
Like I said,
it's just more education about this.
Well, like I said, we were discussing this, you know, weeks ago. I said, the issue isn't that we abortion. The issue is, why don't we talk abstinence? Why don't
right.
we talk? Back when we were in our youth, that's all we heard about, abstinence and put a tent on and protect yourself. Don't just, you know, in our generation, we did have a lot of young parents. I remember going to school and, you know, the girl was pregnant with her baby, and I think she was like 12 or 13. So that's not something. So, I mean, wow, that child's 40 years old. Wow. So we had the situation of babies raising babies. And so we pretty much know what's going on in there. So when people don't understand this, what we're saying is that we need to be mindful of the fact that we need abstinence.
At some point, however,
use your common sense.
Right. Thank you. You know, and so there's a lot of things, and it's more about educating
right.
Young people, especially when you're talking about certain other situations that maybe cause a pregnancy that had happened. Educate, go and have them understand, go tell, go say something. And that way you're not holding in that we can take care of it at that moment.
Right.
Not until down the line. And you're saying, well, why do I, you know, let's do that. Okay.
We have a cat.
That's the reason why we're saying that. And so if you're looking at the certain states that it's possible that Harris would probably be winning, is possibly because of the restriction, abortion restrictions. And right. most people will want that lifted. So that's where it is in one.
But my thing is the whole judgment, since we can freely talk here, the whole abortion thing was the Supreme Court basically said the federal government has no right to dictate what individual states can do. Now, let's break the government down into these parts to help everybody out. Now, first of all, campaign promises. Everything, the president is only one-third of the, I hate to say that word, one-third of our system on the federal level. However, you have states. Each state has its own constitution, its own government, its own Supreme Court, its own same structure as the U.S. So it's individual. So what the Supreme Court basically said in their ruling is under the 10th Amendment, which is state rights, the federal government has no authority to regulate something that is a state situation. That's just like the whole situation. Like, you know, the blessing is we can drive from state to state without stopping and showing papers and a passport, because there's things in the Constitution says once these states became part of the Union, they gave these commerce clause rights, all these different rights where you can do transactions across state lines and not be penalized, as opposed to us going from U.S. to Canada or U.S. to Mexico by car. So that's one of the things. But the point is, it's up to the state. So if you feel that your state law is not lining up to what you want as the people, there's a process. It's called petition. You get the petitions here, you get people to sign the petitions, get this as a ballot initiative. Once it becomes a ballot initiative, states are, by the way, are democratically ran. By the way, they're not a republic. The state governments are democratic. We bring that caveat in there. So as that, we democratically as a state will say yay or nay to it. I mean, just like we went to vote, there are several millages, there are several different things on the ballot. It's up to us to say yay or nay. And, you know, it's nobody's business how we vote. We won't talk about that either. We'll talk about that later on too, how they're doing certain things to tell you that you didn't vote, making your information public. But abortion became the ballot issue, and it should have been, you know, honestly, as somebody who knows a person who went through that, it's something that you live with the rest of your life. So, I mean, hey, it is your body, your choice. Just like when we did COVID, people were telling us you have to wear a mask. But if you said, well, it's my choice, and they said, no, it's not.
It's pick and choose. You know, it's like, right. Well, that's not what we meant. We're trying to keep you healthy.
Well, who raised you, my mama? Who raised you, my dad?
I think that's one of the things that's one of the things that people, women or voters are doing, and men really shouldn't be backing this mess up. However, that's on you.
We're not going to talk about a particular person and how he acts. I mean, it's just like.
And then we have it where it interferes with going into, as we were talking about earlier, about going into the church. It interferes into that too. Some people, what happens is some people are going to vote Democrat no matter what, whoever was in it. Well, right. So they say, if I'm a Democrat, I'm stay Democrat. I'm going to vote Democrat. We know somebody who doesn't care for Harris, but however, they just can't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
So that's the blind call. And when you get to that point, some people say, well, I'm not going to vote at all. And so that doesn't help. you know, because you got to at least vote something, because that doesn't help. So, but if you're on that fence like that, then why are you voting for Harris? Because it's, she's running for Democrat. And you got to realize too, as the Democratic Party, let's just start right there. What happened? Where did this all start? They ousted Joe Biden. So people were still going to vote for Joe Biden, but because they ousted it, all the option they had, all the Democratic Party gave you was Harris and told you, this is your choice. You're going to vote for her without even stating.
We didn't have a primary.
And that's the thing, right?
That's the issue a lot of people have, and a lot of people who won't vote, it's the same with people who vote Trump. There's people who vote red till they're dead, blue no matter who. That's one of the statements I've heard. Trump went through the process, and yes, they used the felonies. Some people would like felon 2024, whatever. When it came down to it, we didn't really have a primary, and I think that's where a lot of people, the disconnect is at, because... Not to go into it, I don't want to go overly political. However, had we had a primary where we voted as Democrats, would we have selected her? And her past running, she didn't even get 1% of the vote. So that's the bigger question. If we would have done a legitimate primary, if they would say, hey, well, we need to have an emergency primary, which, by the way, is not constitutionally required, for those who didn't know. Constitutionally, there is nothing in the Constitution about a primary, and I can pull up the Constitution because actually I carry the Bible. Two things I carry with me, a Bible and the Constitution.
And that's probably why they did it, because they know that they didn't have to have a primary.
You don't have to.
And so it's like, oh, she's the right choice, but that was the only choice that they gave you. They didn't give you an option. They didn't give you options. You know, Biden, they said Biden was the right choice. They never would have kept running Biden.
But he got there in the minds of people. He got there legitimately. People are saying Joe Biden got there legitimately. And I tell people this, for me, Joe Biden he had his issues. Trump has his issues. Obama has his issues. Bush has his issues. Clinton has his issue. Bush, 2-1, had his issues. Reagan had their issues. Okay. I'm just going back to the presidents. I remember all the way back to Carter. Every one of them had personal issues. However, people are saying they all went through the process. They may not, people didn't like them. Also, what I find interesting is we didn't start having hate of presidential elections until Obama ran. That's when it started. We never had this level of hate until Obama ran. Love him or not, that's when it started. People said, well, when did all this start? It started when Obama ran. Because before Obama, it was more like, ha, ha, ha. You really couldn't tell the two parties apart. Everybody pretty much said, okay, whatever. You had Obama and McCain. I knew McCain was not going to win. However, it started then.
I think that's where the identity politics started.
Yeah, it started.
So it started with Obama. And then, so they'd say, well, let's run Hillary, thinking that identity politics. And so they thinking that they will get that woman's vote, plus they would get the Democratic vote. So that's when it started.
She got destroyed.
And she got steamrolled. And that's where Trump started at 2016. And then after that, now they're like, oh, so they had to discredit him to get him out of the way. And so then when COVID hit, that's when it all started. So they said, well, they pulled old Joe out of retirement and because he was the VP to Obama. So they thought, okay, so we're gonna pull old Joe out of retirement, put up against Trump. And so hopefully they can get the people who voted for Obama to vote for Biden. And Biden kind of wasn't the best either. But again, they wanted to, everybody during that 2020 election, all you heard was anybody but Trump.
Right.
And so then that's really what brought Biden in the office, because that's all you got, anybody but Trump. And then from that point on, that's where you had the most of the issues from the time Trump got into the office until now. This is all this conflict's coming in right now, and the issues that we're having. if we had a smooth transition, people would not really care about what was going on in the world, really. But we didn't have all that smoothness. And it's just because now they want to blame Trump because of all what's going on. But some people still got to take fault for yourself. You can't blame one man for a whole nation.
Stupid stuff you did.
Right. That you saying that you started. You started the fight. He just trying to fight his way out of it. So, and whether Usain was he was for whatever reason, he's this, he's that. I mean, all you people you really can say is it's a lie. I mean, Harris has no standing on what she believes or what she has. And all she has is just basically word salads and words. She has nothing to stand on. And she was in the office. She was sent. I don't even remember her even as a senator.
Oh, yeah, she was.
So it's like, what does she do? She can't even use her Senate record to help her push herself along. And you got to realize all she has is a bunch of celebrities going in there endorsing her. You have a bunch of words and promises because that's all she can give us, because she was already in the office. And, right. And now, granted, it's not because of it was Biden's admin, but it's also Biden and Harris admin. He picked Harris in order to push the vision or the policies forward. That was the purpose. Right. And she said, well, then why did you agree to be the vice president if you didn't believe of what he was doing? Well, that was the problem. But you agreed to it because, again, it's about for you. Is about prestige and power. And do you think that she really kind of believes in the people, that she's doing this for the people? Do you think she took the role as VP because of the people? No, she did it because of prestige and power. And then she starts going off on all these policies to tickle your ear in order to vote for it. She's going off about this whole abortion and in order to get the women to vote for her. They caught her doing two different ads in two different states, depending on where you are. They caught her on doing an ad in Michigan talking about certain Palestinians. And then they caught her doing ads somewhere else, another state, talking about Jews, pro-Israel. So this is what we got to go on with.
Being somebody who's projecting this election right now is kind of interesting. Just looking at it, if the key is the current score hasn't changed since I put it up. If she takes Pennsylvania, Michigan, it's pretty much, and New York, it's pretty much she may pull it off for those who are Team Trump. If she does that, which AP is projecting Michigan and Pennsylvania, New York hasn't come in yet. For those who are Team Trump, Team Harris, you know, no one has technically won the election without Pennsylvania and Michigan, because we already know she's going to take California. We already know she is a coin flip on New York. I pretty much knew she was going to take Michigan, because right now, I mean, well, 8% is still kind of early in the game. Pennsylvania is at, it's not showing me the percentage of people voted, but looking at all the Pennsylvania counties, they're all blue. So it's very interesting to look at the map. I wish I can share this map. It's very interesting looking at it. So as they say, the road to 270, she may pull the 270. I'm just being real. People may not like it, and people may love it.
People who voted for her will like it.
California is big.
And people who voted for Trump, if he pulls it off, they'll love it.
Because, the big states you need is New York, Pennsylvania, and California. Those three right there puts her closer to winning. And pretty much it looks currently, it's looking that way. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll wake up in the morning. We'll know who's going to be the 47th.
Yeah, so I'm following what's going on my feed. So I got a couple of things going on. Basically, people are rallying around them. They're hoping their side will win. There's a lot of positive on both sides here. There's a lot of rallying, and so everybody's looking to hopefully they can get they're out there paving the pavement, and hopefully they can get their candidate in office. And most of the time, what I'm seeing what's going on, really, these candidates in the office is they just try and get the candidate in office. They don't care what the policies are at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually adding.
That's pretty much what's going on. They don't. It's like trying to get their candidate in office. All these endorsements, and you know, these late endorsements are kind of it doesn't make sense. But however,
yeah,
most of the time, there's people already voted. No matter what, if you endorse.
And one thing we couldn't talk about on social media is early voting. Some states, from my understanding, I'm not sure which ones, are going 60 days out. That to me is
that's crazy. That's a room for error.
More than room for error, it's just to me, it doesn't make sense. I like how we had it here in Michigan where we were 1 week out or 2 weeks, I believe. It was great. You go in, and then even people are nervous. One particular commentary you told me complained about not enough early voting locations because lines were wrapped around the bill. Okay. One, is that an official? It's early voting. Right. They really put that at the city clerk's office. That's at the hands of the clerk. Now, if you felt that they should have more voting locations, but if it's a small town like the city we stay in, I can't see them opening up, everything up for early voting. We went in. It was a smooth vote. We did our ballot, you know. There is one candidate I will say that I totally stood behind, and that was Macy Tuasopio Gaines. She's been our family attorney, probate attorney for some time. And when I saw her running for probate here in Michigan, I was like, "Hey, I know your work ethic, and I know you'll be good for the job." I would hate to see her off, you know, not being able to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I need this taken care of." It is what it is. But yeah, I'm looking at these numbers coming in. It's going to be tight, folks. It's going to be tight. No new numbers have come in yet. Still 71 votes, 71 to 101.
I'm looking at, they were saying a first Black woman from Delaware won the U.S. Senate race, but they didn't specify if she's a Democrat or Republican. So yeah. When they don't specify that, what do you think that means?
I have no idea anymore.
She says she's not only that she's the first Black woman, but she's the first woman.
From Delaware?
From Delaware, for the U.S. Senate, from Delaware.
Oh, doggone time. In this case of Delaware, I'm as sort of say it's about time.
She's the fourth ever Black woman to serve in the Senate. Well, okay, the fourth Black ever Black woman. So she was to serve in the Senate itself.
Right.
But yeah. So
Kamala was the first Pacific Islander. If you Google headlines, she was listed as the first Pacific Islander to serve in the Senate. So for those who are going to question that, search it. It's searched. One thing I did do is I went to Wikipedia and I pulled, decided to find the images for her. And I found a fatal error in Wikipedia's claim of her. Not to go into her ethnic background. Her background is it East India and Jamaican. They have her listed as African American. A person who has Jamaican family members, they always identify as Jamaican American. So whoever did that Wikipedia entry is like, yeah, y'all sort of dropped the ball on that. She is Jamaican and East Indian. So that's how that works. But you know, I was talking to somebody about that today. I said, wow, they literally made an error. That's the reason why I don't really trust Wikipedia. Because people will go in there and put their own opinions in there. Even for BTV, somebody, because we're over the air as well with BTV. So somebody had put in the entry what we were, as I is nowhere in our description that we said that's what our format was. So I had to go in there and edit it myself because they had the wrong entry. So Wikipedia, take it with a grain of salt. Wikipedia is not the end all for any of this stuff. And let me see what the updates are. But what I can say is likability. People may say, wow. The likability of both of them is not really high. A lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't like her. I don't like him. Well, the likability of both is all over the place. And, you know, it is what it is. it's just like I tell people, we didn't like many other politicians who won off, who got in office. Now we're like, hey, okay, we deal with them and we go forward. But as you see, the current electoral votes 120 to 99. Trump is leading early, which is interesting. Like I said, this is going to be very interesting because he's now taking middle America. And it's almost down to the projections that I've seen. Some projections are that he will win. And it's almost like their roadmap was almost spot on, which I pretty much knew East Coast, including DC, would go pretty much Harris. I pretty much knew that. That was because New York has just been called for her. Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut.
Oh, she got New York?
Yeah, she got New York, which I knew she was going to get.
Interesting.
Pennsylvania is still in play.
I think they just said, I don't know if you had that already, they just said Trump got Arkansas.
Which I knew that was going to happen. I can tell you what states were going to go to pretty much to Trump. I knew that. I pretty much knew the Gulf states were Trump country. I knew all the Gulf states were pretty much, they're pretty red. I work with clients in the Gulf states, so I know where Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, they sit, they're pretty much on the side of the Republicans, and Texas tends to lean that way. So your Gulf states, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. So I pretty much knew those were going Trump. And this is the first election I really didn't project, but the Pacific Coast is probably going to go, I don't see that going. I see that leaning towards Harris, which we pretty much know she has California. That's a given. Pennsylvania, I just saw a tech alert come across that Pennsylvania is having some voting machine breakdowns.
Yeah, they had that. And then you had certain threats at the polling offices.
I mean, come on, people. Why are y'all doing this? Is what gets me. You all, these people get up here and they do stupid stuff. They break the law because they're angry because, well, I want to make sure my candidate wins. But doing stupid stuff like that, so you want to get a case. Right. That's you want to get a felony.
Right.
In some states you do that, guess what? You'll never vote again. why would you want to cop a felony for calling in a threat? That's, yes, we have free speech, but you can't yell fire in the theater. Mm-hmm. So there's a level of free speech that exists. People say, well, where free speech is very limited. Yes, I will agree that free speech is being limited, and it's being limited and it's being controlled. Yes, I can agree with you on that. However, you can't yell fire in the theater.
North Carolina, Robertson lost North Carolina, looks like it.
Okay, that's the governor race.
That's
that one that had the situation.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, we pretty much knew that was gonna. You know, North Carolina on the electoral map, it's red. I think the problem is people believe what they see, and that's another thing. When it comes to a lot of this stuff, and I think we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on our podcast. However, when it comes to marketing and planning and how this whole strategy works that they're using, they use a lot of strategies that we use in infomercials. When I do an infomercial, there's two things I'm going to do in that infomercial to get you to buy. I'm going to pull your emotions, and I'm going to use every tactic I know to get you to purchase the product. And then I'm going to give you a sense of urgency. So when I produce infomercials, that's how I pretty much do it. That's the same process that I learned early on in life. When I graduated broadcast school, before I graduated, I'll never forget this day. We had the AP wire feed come through, and it said the governor at the time, they're going to do this, 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 and this. The Secretary of Energy is going to do this, 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 and this. But we don't want you to put it out to the public yet. So there's things that you don't know because it comes through the wire. Even though you say, well, I got AP on my phone. Yeah, you have AP on your phone. But if you're not subscribing to the direct wire service, you really don't know the full picture of what's going on. So basically, I learned at that point that, and I said this in 1991, I said, wow, people in the future will be so easy to manipulate. And just using the, if you don't give them all, you do which is called now malinformation, give them just a little bit of the story, but don't give them the big story. So if you don't, I miss the old journalists from the days, the Walter Cronkites, the Ted, Ted Koppels, Peter Jennings, all these old school reporters who you never knew their political views, but they knew how to just say, hey, they hit both sides hard. And I miss that. I miss that because today our on both sides, they gush over the candidates. It's almost like it's an idolatry worship going on with these political. There's people who practice idolatry with Harris, idolatry with Trump. I never thought that I would see a day where idolatry would become a thing. And it's in the church at that. It's in the church.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that we have to make sure. The church is starting to really water the word down.
Water it.
So
they don't set. They might as well. They have a Bible on their phone. They might as well irrationalized version, because half the stuff that we hear going on. And we were talking about another preacher today. Me and another person that I talked to, how they're trying to poise themselves to be the next Black civil rights leader. And I'm like, okay, I don't remember electing a leader. Jesus is my leader. I don't really listen to a lot of these people. We have a lot of people who want to be led. And it's like, why you want to be? Look, Harris has some good points. Some of her points, going to her. Let's start with her. I'm going to start with her because we only have, 20 minutes left? I'm going to start with her. Harris has some good points. However, the key people are always asking is, how are you going to pay for it? I'm going to make the rich pay their fair share. People, households over $100 million.
There's no such thing.
If the 1% is over $100 million, what do you consider 1%? The 1% is mega millionaires. So of that 1%, there's only a handful that $100 million households. So I would think I did the math, I incorrectly did it the first time, but it's like 30,000 people. Presently, those same people who make $100 million households are paying taxes. They're paying the bulk of the taxes. Right now, when it comes to taxes, for those who don't understand it, taxes are predominantly paid by the 1%. They do pay the bulk of the taxes. I'm one of these things as we talked privately. If you're complaining about the rich not paying their taxes, that they need to pay their fair share, okay, well, shouldn't we all pay our fair share? Because I know that refund check not big. I remember we used to get the nice ones. Those refund checks are good. Mm-hmm. A refund means you did not pay, you're receiving money, which means you didn't pay taxes. Now, if your refund is greater than what you paid, you didn't pay taxes. There are people who do not have a job who receive the child tax credit, and they receive thousands of dollars a year just in refunds. But that's fine. We benefited from that child tax credit. It was a great 18 years.
Until our child decides she wanted to be grown.
Yeah, that was a great 18 years. So you only get that 18 years per child. So it's great. But then you hear other things that happen that people talk about. They talk about the fact that we are the world's richest nation. And I'm going, okay. And I brought this up a while back. I said, well, how can you be rich and you're in debt? That's a question that I just wanted to ask. How can you be rich and you're in debt? So basically,
honey, why did you think that Kamala was going to win New York?
Looking at the projection, what they're projecting. Who's projecting New York to Trump?
I was saying you're right, but I was just wondering, why would you think it was going
because to? Because just looking at, first of all, I'm looking at the results coming in with 17% of the precincts reporting, 1 million votes Harris, 400,000 Trump. Which means that's greater New York. That's greater New York. That is New York City. And if I look at the map here, New York pretty much went all the way blue. Every county is reporting Trump. And I just sort of knew that New York would go towards him. It's just the coast. The coastal states tend to always lean. New York really has an issue with him. And is you know, it is what it is. However, like I said, it's still early.
Right.
As you've seen the current, the projecting where we're at now, 137. He needs 133 more votes. And if you're doing the math, those who are following, the math is interesting. When I do the math, it's like, is there a path to winning? And like I said, without Michigan and Pennsylvania, that's where it gets kind of scary here. Without Michigan and Pennsylvania, it's kind of Pennsylvania has 19. Michigan has, I think we have 12 or 13. But California and Oregon, it's interesting. I'm just looking at the numbers as they're coming in. And again, Associated Press, I'm doing everything on AP. And again, we're not going to have the final numbers until until we don't know when. But looking at it, I just pretty much knew. Now, Pennsylvania, we just left Pennsylvania, and I sort of knew Pennsylvania was leaning, looking blue. Michigan, I was like, okay, that was a given. Mm-hmm. What gets me is on the AP map, they never show the Upper Peninsula, but that's okay. Michigan does have two peninsulas, so you can put some dots. If you watch from the AP, put some dots in the Upper Peninsula because they do feel left out, which is bad because they've made some threats back in the day about creating their own state because we forget them. But yeah, the key is that the only way Trump can really, at this point, looking at the map, the states, wow, some more just went red. Okay, it's interesting. What we got here? Wow. Only way Trump can win, basically, he has to pretty much sweep the whole board right now. Only way Kamala can win is she would have to pretty much, she gets these battleground states, and which we know she got Pennsylvania and Michigan. I knew she wasn't going to get Ohio. I knew she was going to get Illinois. Kansas is a surprise to me. I didn't see Kansas and Colorado, but Kansas looks like it's, Kansas, it's a toss-up. Even though they got it marked right now, she's leading in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So Kansas is a toss-up. I feel like we're calling it a sporting event. So Kansas is a toss-up for us, for those who are for either team. You know. So what we're going to do, because we're talked out, we got a few more minutes left. So we're going to take a few minutes and relax for a minute. And so we're going to have you watch our music video. And as soon as I find it here, and we're going to come right back for some closing remarks and enjoy this video. And we'll.
You do this to me right now? Really? Like now?
And the people cry, ho, Hosanna. Worshiping, ho. I'm waiting on you.
All right, we're repositioning ourselves here. Hey, that's the thing about live TV. I'm looking at the statistics here, what's going on in these states. So let's see here. Pennsylvania, I'm going to say it's a toss-up right now. Looks like we just got an update. Let's see, did we get an update? Nope, we didn't. Well, it might be my chair. It looks like this is going to be a very interesting evening for those of you who are going to stay up all night. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I am not staying up all night. So it is what it is. Some of these things are New Mexico is reporting Harris, 9% counted. So New Mexico, Kansas is calling Harris at 40%. Man, it's still too close to call. So we'll see. AP may call it early. Missouri is at 17% counted. That's.
I feel a little short now.
Well, I feel tall. I could have even got my chair. We could have just swapped out the whole system here.
Right.
So. Looks like Iowa 9% counted. It's close. Now here's the situation for those who voted. You all know that there were several candidates on the ballot, and so that usually creates a situation in these things because people we consider ourselves a two-party system when there's multiple parties that run every election cycle for president. I had met a man from another state who was running for president. I was like, well, nobody knows who you are. And he was on right. The ballot. It's just that you had Cornell West, who was on our ballot, but Cornell West dropped out the race early, but he was on the ballot. Then you had, of course, RFK was on the ballot. He was still, ironically, he was still on our ballot. Mm. And I was like, well, what's RFK doing on our ballot?
Well, he was trying to get off of it, but they won't let him.
Yeah. So when you see things like where you have other candidates, that's usually, in fact, Michigan Kennedy has 0.4% of the vote. Oliver has 0.04%. Oliver has 0.04 in Pennsylvania. So when you look at these numbers, now most of people don't remember how Clinton got in. And that was the first and last time they ever ran three candidates in the media. That's the first and last time they did that was the Clinton, Ross, the Clinton, Perot, Bush era, H.W. Bush. That was the first and last time they ever ran the three popular candidates and just went back to two because Ross Perot took a lot of votes. A lot of people on both sides felt that having all three candidates represented it was stealing votes from the other candidate. However, if we want to use that incorrect term of America's a democracy, well, shouldn't we've had all the candidates be able to be presented to us? It's like you got a dinner table, and on the dinner table they have, you're having spaghetti dinner. However, all they gave you was the spaghetti and the meatballs, the two main elements, but they didn't tell you about the garlic bread, the salad, and all the other stuff that came with it, because they said, well, we only presented you two elements. And so, yeah, I think, to be honest, we do need to sometimes talk, because I don't know who this Oliver guy is, you know, but he's pulling numbers, you know, Oliver Stein and Oliver. In Pennsylvania, Stein has got 0.5% of the vote, Oliver 0.4. I don't even know if he was on Michigan ballot. I know RFK was on ours. Let's see here.
I was just going, let's just talk about the what's going on in the Senate.
8% for Stein.
Let's go look at the Senate race. So we have, now this is, they're projecting front runners. These are the front runners. Florida, we got Rick Scott, Republican.
He's an incumbent.
Maryland, we have Larry Hogan, Republican. We have Michigan, Slotkin.
Oh.
They project there. She's the front runner right
What's
now.
What's her number? Can turn it to Rogers.
I don't have that. I'm just giving the front runners.
Yeah, Rogers came late in the game, and then they put some controversy behind Mike Rogers. And
So you're looking at 53% Slotkin and then 43% Rogers.
Yeah, it's going to be Slotkin.
Then we have independent Don Osborne in New England.
Yeah.
We have Bernie Marino. Republican in Ohio, Nebraska. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
We have, I did graduate.
Sometimes, hey.
Open the schools.
Let me say something. Is that her? It's like when we do the the call center, even mess up, even on the live broadcast we were doing live, they would get the wrong abbreviation. And it's like, no, that's this state. So yeah, you're not alone. It happened.
We have, Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey, front runner. We have Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, front runner.
Incumbent.
We have Eric Hovde, Wisconsin, Republican, front runner. Any other Arizona, Montana, and Nevada, you're looking at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and looking at these numbers now coming in, some of it's coming in. Colorado is at 23% of the votes leaning towards Harris. So yeah, it's going to be interesting night.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to see the middle America where it's at. If I was projecting, which I sort of did, I would have seen these states lean more toward the middle part of the country, lean towards Trump. But I'm seeing some interesting numbers, which I, like I said, I knew Pennsylvania, I knew the New England states we're going to lean towards Harris. I knew that. And people said, well, how? It's just that that's just the New England states. New England states are, that's how they roll. It's very rare for a Republican to win in the New England states.
You did say North Carolina to Trump, right?
I can't remember. I think so. I said that I knew South Carolina was going to be Trump. I knew Georgia was. North Carolina is leaning Trump right now.
Yeah, it's leaning there.
At 50% in, it's tight. It's between 100,000 votes between the two. So it's tight.
It's tight.
And those 16 will take him into the 200s. Like I said, this is a game. I forgot how many votes are available. It's a game, and the closer you get to two, whoever gets to 270 wins. It doesn't matter, because once you get to 270, it's over half of the congressional districts counted. You received over half the congressional district votes, and so each district will send electors to verify the election, and that will happen in December. No matter who wins tonight, there's going to be change. And in our last few minutes here, because the clock is winding down as I'm looking at our timer here, it's been fun.
Yeah, this is our first election night. I mean, this is our first time doing it. So 4 years from now, we'll see where we are.
And also, well, more likely, we're going to do another live, because what I want to do is I want to end on Danny Gokey.
Right.
One more time for those who didn't see the video, who joined in late. So
yeah, we're going to do a wrap up.
Yeah, we're going Yeah, we'll do a wrap up. We'll probably do it, but it'll be on our Facebook. Well, we'll probably come on Cashmere and do it, because it's fun being on Cashmere, because I can say what I want to say. And if you don't like it, you say, well, aren't you? No, people say, well, are y'all Republican? No, we are. I tell people this. I'm an independent. I'm a Christocrat. I'm going back to that. I'm a follower of the teachings of Christ, and I vote accordingly to that. So
if you're wondering, Fannie Willis from Georgia, she won her DA seat again.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, she won her DA seat.
That's why they had to clear that YSL up so that she could get the votes in.
Yeah.
We are creatures of habit, as we tend to not change things. Because I know Kim Worthy won. She was running up for re-election. Washington, I'm quite sure he won.
That's true.
I mean, these are people who I've always supported. Washington, Worthy, Gaines. Those are just the local level stuff. So there's a couple. And guess what? They're Democrats. So that goes to tell you something. I'm not either or party. So if it's a...
Which is interesting, because the state is planning on resting their case either this week or next week. It makes you wonder, right? They know they probably can't win it, so now they want to rest their case, and because now the election is over.
I'm surprised.
They were trying to get a verdict in before the, like, but then now she won, so now they don't have to worry about it now.
Yeah, well, we're out of time. Let's play this video and call it a day. So I'm starting our music.
Thank you for joining us. So again, this is our first time doing it, and I actually had fun. We had a great time giving you guys. Play-by-play the election results. Thank you for joining us on Kim's Cashmere. Go to GarrisonHousePodcast.com. You can see all of our platforms, and we can see it where it goes. Thank you.
All right, see y'all. I'm Darnell.
I'm Angela.
And this has been Garrison House on Cashmere. See ya.
Country's far too gone. Even claim our father's got it wrong. But I won't give up on us, and I'll take a stand. 'Cause we can overcome. This is not the end. I still believe in us. Oh, America, you're still the land I love, though a little bruised up. Stars and stripes still cry liberty over evil, over tyranny. Blood poured out for our freedom, they sacrificed it all for this nation. I still believe in us, my America. Story is full of bravery. Heroes fought for our equality. Now is the time to make peace and forgive our faults. Because united we stand, or divided we will fall. I still believe. Sacrifice! America. This is the land I love, but we got